The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
From the emails, one of the things you always do, where you at and what you hauling. This guy's in Sioux City hauling feed. He just failed a tester. Love the show. What was your joke there, Puss?
He's hauling two loads.
Hauling two loads, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
You know, it's not like when he pulls
got,
into the...
Got a load of feed in his ass, too, in his pants.
Yeah, when he pulls into the feed lot, they won't notice.
They won't notice.
But he's, that is nice.
They'll sniff his ass and say, that's the smell of money.
Nope, that's a fail.
That's a fresh load.
And then they'll go, why are you smelling my ass?
Yeah.
All right.
That load got peanuts in it?
Your cab. That's the smell of money.
So in fact, it's not.
Where you at, what you hauling will take to all across the country. You can listen all across the country. Another long email in there, too, about some guy and his kids and listening to us in Colorado, but I didn't get a chance to read it all. So we'll see what we do there. Haven't seen Tony since the Cowboys lost.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Ha-ha.
Now, you...
Every year, they just crush me. I should be used to that by now. It's been, what, 20 years, 25
well,
years?
This is what we talk about when it comes to the playoffs. Oh, we've always talked about this. It's if you win it all or you don't. And the only good thing, and believe me, I'd rather be in the playoffs, all of our teams sitting at home, Broncos, Vikings, Packers, Steelers, is that you don't have to worry on these games. Except I will worry a lot this weekend because I hate the Patriots. You can't root for the Patriots. You're an NFC fan.
But I got some obnoxious Chief fans. Yeah,
of course, they exist everywhere.
Shoot me.
They exist everywhere.
No. Yeah, okay, so
Patriots fans, I don't really see
Patriots
them.
Need to lose this week, and then the Chiefs need to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's how
that's it.
That's the only way I can do it because I hate both teams.
Yeah.
Of course you would. Yeah, you would.
So, yeah, I want the Chiefs to win this time.
Oh, I'm for the NFC the whole way, yeah. Whoever wins that. Yeah. Todd hates the Saints, but I'm rooting
for Todd, how can you hate the Saints?
Because he's a horrible man. Oh, yeah. He hates the Saints.
After everything that city's been through.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Katrina and everything.
Sean Payton is a jackass.
Yeah, he definitely is. By the way, I heard that Jerry Jones is waiting for Sean Payton for the season to be over, and Jones wants to go after Sean Payton.
Really? Right.
Who's actually a really good coach. But they wouldn't let him do what he does.
Nope. He'll be milk toast.
Why would you want to go play for Jerry Jones?
You mean coach for me, man?
I mean, yeah.
You wouldn't.
No. Because you can't run the team.
You can't run the team. That's what happened to what's his face years ago?
Jimmy?
Yeah, just, Jimmy.
That could be eight guys you're talking
Jimmy,
about.
That was their best coach.
Jimmy Ensite. He could be. He wanted to. He ran the team.
Yeah.
And he won. You know?
And they won.
Exactly. But so, Petey Mack will be here a little later
Jerry
on.
Jerry sucks.
It's the football season. Still in full force for Petey. He's freaking out because he's got no other interest.
Which game is first? Is it the Rams Saints first game?
Yeah. Okay. Yep, 2 o'clock, right.
And then the Chiefs game is the night game. Okay.
What sucks about this weekend is there's no game Saturday. I will give a bitch about that.
Nothing on Saturday.
Yeah, there's mid-season college basketball. Yeah.
Cornholing on ESPN.
And at your house.
Yeah. And usually they run the cornhole really early.
Yeah.
They do run. Oh, yeah. Cornholes wake up, watch TV, right? Yeah.
Cornhole is really early.
If we're lucky, maybe some drone racing.
Right. My favorite cornhole episode ever was...
I'm impressed you have one.
Well,
this is a personal story.
It was. This is what I. Cornholing is not a sport. It's a skill. They showed it was a doubles match, and it was wasn't a college match. These are grown people, but it was a guy and his son were really good, they were so right out of Central Casting. Both kind of skinny trailer trash looking guys, and they wore T-shirts that said "We're the Kings" or something like that. And the dad had a cigarette and a beer.
Yeah.
He'd sit down, and they were kicking ass. And it was an actual tournament with a beer and a cigarette. It's cornhole.
Did he literally say "Hold my beer"?
It was.
Hold my beer. I gotta go cornhole.
They're at when you're playing teams, you're at the opposite end. So he puts it down on the table. Yeah. Then
did he throw it with a cigarette in his mouth?
Oh, he had a cigarette. He put it down, and he was just telling his son what to do, and they high-fived like redneck trailer trash, and they were great, and it was fun to watch. And they won, the whole tournament.
Year's supply of Johnsonville Brats.
Exactly, whatever it was, yeah. But he was so proud he got to be on the same team with his son before he retired or something like that.
Was him and his son sharing the cigarette?
He won the championship smoking and drinking, and he was at least in his late 50s, and he's... And you think about retiring.
God damn it, I missed it.
What's the prize money, you know?
I didn't hang around. Wasn't much. It was nothing to fill up the trailer to get back home. You know, get some gas.
A couple cartons of Marlboros.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. Yeah.
We still got...
cigarette hanging
and
out.
A pony keg. Yeah.
More and a pony keg. Still got more names on the Deadpool from Carol Channing.
Are we even going to finish up this week?
I don't know. What letter is he at right there, LD? You see how he crosses them out right there, the last one. Yeah. Because it goes to Q.
Yeah, we started.
You can't read
it. Oh, there's more than one page.
Yeah, it looks like
I.
There were eyes. Okay, got it.
Okay, I, and then we ended up. I can't start.
I can't do my ABCs unless I start from the beginning. Yeah. I don't know it. ABC, JK.
Lost.
Still can't do that.
We got nearly half the alphabet to go.
Yeah.
Really? And he said there's P's are just loaded.
We're not going to get it done today.
Probably not.
It's going to bleed
over. He's just got to get it done before something else happens.
Into next week.
Before somebody else kicks, because people are kicking every day. Also, comedians Chad Zumach and Ivan Decker. We haven't met Ivan yet. They'll be in the studio later on there at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnyboneomaha.com. So you were, what was the final of the Dallas game? I watched it. We all watched it.
Oh, it was 22-31.
They had a shot to win that game. Yeah. They had a shot to win that game.
Yeah.
Were you bitching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were you pissed? Oh,
yeah. Kicked the dog a couple times. Man, I was in the big vet bill.
Does your wife get mad when you yell? Because I hate when
she don't even.
Apparently, they're allowed to yell, but when we yell, it's too much. Yeah, when we yell, it's too much. It's once in a great while.
She'll
yell the whole time a game's happening because I made her into a Steeler fan for years now. So when I yell, she gets mad when I yell when I'm just hating. Because I get just as upset. It sounds like I'm just as upset at the TV when I'm hating on a team and they start to do something good. I am just upset in the moment, but I get over it quicker because they hate my team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like this week with the Patriots, I just will hate them. I was yelling Edelman's name with an F-bomb around it last week, the whole first two drives, calling him a little piece of crap white boy. Yeah. I hated that guy.
He's good.
Really good. He's a piece of crap.
I watch half my games at the bar because I don't have DirecTV, and they're not on locally.
The local team, we were watching the Broncos, right?
Yeah, so I go to a place that's busy enough if I yell an F out really loud, no one cares. Yeah.
No.
I know. Yeah.
So Todd, you're more calm. Todd's probably more calm.
No, when I'm just watching the hate, I don't yell all that much. But every once in a while, Christy won't watch the game with me because every once in a while, if it's the Vikings, it's God damn it!
That's what I do.
Yeah, and then
and you get mad. Yeah.
And F-bomb every once in a while, and that's about it. Yeah.
And then 400 pounds of dog scattered.
Yeah.
You're scaring the dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Dogs are usually
outside. Should be used to it. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vikings are on the dogs and saying, "Don't go downstairs." The old man's watching the Vikings.
Todd's bad.
The old man's watching the Vikings. Don't go downstairs.
Right. They're colorblind.
And he's out of peanut butter.
They recognize purple,
so he ain't happy. Sorry, I had to go there. Always do.
He's out of peanut.
You're not
butter.
Sorry.
Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Chad Zumach, Ivan Decker, Tony, and LD in the house. It's a Friday.
Ow!
It's a Friday. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.